organic.
More fermentation.
So we need 250 grams of an organic wholemeal flour, and what do we put? Sorry, and how much of that do we use?
250 ml of water, and about anything from half a teaspoon to a teaspoon of this.
And then you leave that for how long?
A day.
A day, then you can freeze.
No, then from that, if you want to make this mixture, I don't know if you notice, it's quite a dough, it's quite firm. The way I made this particular one is by mixing, a teaspoon of this with, 200 grams of flour and about 125, 150 ml of water. So you mix it to a stiff consistency and leave that overnight.
Sorry, Dan, how much water?
Oh, say to 200 grams of flour, about 125 ml of water, 150, just enough so you've got a really thick paste, and leave that overnight. And you end up, this is sat overnight, and you end up with something that's like a paste.
And again, with the teaspoon of that in, with the flour and the water.
Mm. Yeah, and it's honestly... Now, some people have told me, there's a baker in Australia who's said to me that what he finds with a mixture made this thickly is that when he leaves it in the fridge, he only has to refresh it once a week and can use it straight from the fridge without any subsequent refreshment. So this could be a solution for anyone who wants to bake, say, once a week, a sourdough loaf. He says that when you mix it really, really thick, it holds perfectly in the fridge.
Really?
Yes, as Zaylee said, when you have less water in your dough or your leaven, or sourdough, the process moves less quickly. And the reason is that when the yeast and bacteria multiply, they do so through a process called osmosis, where they, through their cell wall, if they're soft enough, if the cell wall is moist enough, it can allow nutrients in and let enzymes out. Now, the drier the dough, the slower the process, the wetter the dough, the faster the process, because there's more water, the cell walls are softer. So this also applies to making our focaccias. You notice with these, they moved very quickly. Now, it was because of yeast, but it was also because the dough was quite soft and liquid. So the softer the dough, the more water in the dough, the faster the fermentation. The less water, the slower. And that's useful. You know, sometimes you want to speed it up. You know, say you really quickly want to make a loaf of bread. Making a sheet of focaccia is really quick to get something good. If you want to make a firm, smooth dough, you may need more time for that. So it's probably not the one to choose if you've only got 3 hours.